Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, conductor and music director of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Kirk.
Thank you, John.
Here to tell us about our annual holiday Pops concert.
The best-selling concert in the universe.
The universe, and certainly in Northwest Indiana. Northwest Indiana's favorite holiday tradition,
absolutely.
I would call it.
People say to me, we don't start the holidays until we come to this concert, Kirk.
Right. So, as we all know, 2 years ago, we lost our home at the Star Plaza Theater for Pops concerts. We performed our final holiday Pops concert in December of 2017. Last year we had a couple of concerts in disparate locations, and this year we're performing all of our concerts at Living Hope Church in Merrillville, on the border between Merrillville and Crown Point, and we're presenting three performances.
We have to, because they're going to sell out.
And they're going to sell out, and this will enable us to get pretty close to what we used to have as the right number of seats to sell.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a beautiful, intimate hall, just an amazing hall.
Everybody loves it. We had our education concerts there recently. Of course, we had our opening concerts there back in September, and we had our education concerts. Everybody loves how close up they feel.
Yeah, it's intimate.
It is, and and how comfortable the seats are.
Right, and very welcoming place.
And for our higher-level donors and our full-season subscribers, we're offering valet parking as a perk.
Great.
But it's also a way for us to be able to fit more cars in and sell more tickets.
Right.
And because it's close to 1,000 seats.
Yep.
The star
was 3,400.
So right.
On three nights on that December 11, 12, and 13, that's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to try and accommodate all the people that want to come to the concert.
Absolutely, yeah. So what are you planning this year for the holiday
Pops concert? John, I'm very excited because we have at least five or six new pieces that we've never done. There's a South African piece called Indodana. There's a spiritual. He's got the whole world in his hands. We've never done it before. Beautiful.
That's nice.
There's a beautiful piece that they do up at St. Olaf's and all of those churches in Minnesota every single year. It's called Love One Another. We're doing it 12 Days of Christmas. We've never done it.
Really?
I know.
Isn't that odd?
I know. And then we're doing a piece called Beautiful Savior, which is a piece that we're taking from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It's really a gorgeous piece. But, of course, we're doing normal sleigh ride, and we're doing Jingle Bells, Glenn Miller style, and we're doing Deck the Halls and Nutcracker and, you know, all of those things, too.
So the chorus will be joining the orchestra on stage for this concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's always a big spectacular.
Yes.
We'll have lots of people on stage that night.
We will. And also, John, we're having two youth groups. We try to involve children from our area and young people. So we're having a fantastic Crown Point High School come and sing two pieces with us. And they're very excited about it. Bill Woods does a fantastic job. And we're having Rick Thacker, who leads Plum Grove, we're having a bunch of his little guys come and play some string instruments with us on the front of the stage. And because we want to involve young people in all of our concerts.
People love that. That seeing those little Plum Grovers. They're so cute.
They are.
So Plum Grove is down on, I don't know what route that is, actually, in Lowell.
Yeah, I don't either.
On the way to I-65.
Now that I think about it.
It's between Route 2 and Lowell. It's between 55 the 9 mile stretch, as we locals call it, and I-65. And there it sits.
They do a great job.
They do. Yeah. How long have they been there? Do you know?
No, I don't. Because, well, we know they actually partner with us in the summer, too.
Right.
Because they put out instrument tents and all of those things.
Sure.
And they're very attached to their students. And
they've been working with us for a number of years, though.
Yeah,
it's great.
And we want to support local music schools and, of course, whenever we can.
Well, that's how you keep an interest alive. Yeah. Well, good. So three performances, December 11th, 12th, and 13th at Living Hope Church. Performances are at 7:30 p.m. We should also point out that you can have a wonderful prefix dinner. Man, there's a prefix menu at Gamba before all of our concerts this year. And that's a really nice touch for symphony goers to be able to socialize with one another and make more of an evening of it. So call the office. Get tickets.
836-0525, extension 2. Ask for Nancy. She will fix you up.
200.
Oh, 200. That's right.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, John. Two. All right, Kirk.
I know it was a 2.
You have a lot to take care of.
I know.
All right. Thanks for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.